noticed there's been a few flags put in place there at the old elevator site where the pool potential site's going to be. We got an engineering firm hired, and we've been meeting them the last couple months. So the design phase, I would say, is pretty well underway. Next steps, we got like geological studies for pulling cores and samples. And that's kind of what the flags are there representing. So just seeing what's there when we start to the digging process for breaking ground, what are we going to be running into? And just kind of jumping through those hoops right now. But like I said, the engineering firm we have hired, they'll be putting the rest of the plans finalizations here to our pool committee. And then we're hoping here in 2024 to start that bid process later this summer, and then be able to get that groundbreaking in for 25. If everything goes smooth, we would love that bid process to take place here later in the summer of 24. And then depending on the contracts and bids that go out there, that their timeline, it would be up to their schedule. But we would like to have a pool by end of summer for 25, actually, is our goal. So we'll see if, you know, how delays go with contracting and supplies, but we're always ambitious here in town. So we got a goal in mind.
So then the status of the Fenton Park pool, that will continue to be used, because I think that, I know I've done the backstory on that, the FDR Public Works Projects was that how that thing was funded. So for the time being, is that something that's still going to be utilized until the aquatic center is done?
2024, the pool will be open for sure. We will be opening that this season. I think a big piece for us is if we have line of sight for 25 and ground is breaking and contracts are happening for the new pool, I think 25 will be a question mark for right now if it'll stay open. But I could foresee if we break ground that we'll take that pool out of commission and then put all of our eggs into the new pool for 25.